This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the GST 2.0 reforms have given a major boost to the country's economy, leading to record sales across key sectors such as electronics, automobile and consumer goods during the festival season. She was addressing the joint press conference in New Delhi today, along with Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal. The Finance Minister said GST rate cut benefits are reaching the common man.
The prices are reduced, meaning the tax benefit is reaching the end consumer. 54 items, I'm not going to read each one of them out. And even as we say 54 items, you know, from 12 to 5, the rate reduction has happened. And from 28 to 18, rate reduction has happened on largely most of the goods. But in some cases, one or two went this way or that way. But 54 such daily use items, we've been closely monitoring.
Speaking on this occasion, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said a record sale has been recorded in this year's Navratri festival. He said there has been a 25% increase in the sale of electronics this year.
Natural way mein consumption har saal badhta hai as income grows, as country grows. Because of the GST reforms, consumption will be significantly increasing, and quite likely, it's very likely that the consumption will increase more than 10% this year, which means kareeb 20 lakh crore rupay ka extra consumption hone ki puri sambhavna hai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country will be completely free from Naxalism and Maoist violence soon. He says substantial strides have been made in tackling Maoist terrorism in the last 11 years. Mr. Modi said this while speaking at World Summit organized by a TV channel in New Delhi yesterday evening. The Prime Minister said Maoist terrorism is a great injustice and a grave sin against the nation's youth. He said thousands of Naxalites have surrendered over the past decade, abandoning the path of violence, including 303 in the last 75 hours alone.
11 वर्ष पहले तक देश के 125 जिले 125 से ज्यादा माओवादी आतंक से प्रभावित थे और साथियों आज ये संख्या सिर्फ 11 जिलों तक सिमट गई है. आप जानते होंगे कितना कुछ करना पड़ा होगा और उसमें भी 11 में भी अब सिर्फ 3 जिले ही ऐसे बचे हैं जो सबसे अधिक माओवादी आतंक की चपेट में हैं. मैं आपको पिछले 75 घंटों का आंकड़ा देता हूं. इन 75 घंटों में 303 नक्सलियों ने सरेंडर किया है.
Scrutiny of nominations for the first phase of Bihar Assembly elections is underway. A total of 1,698 nomination papers were filed for this phase. Candidates can withdraw their nominations till 20th of this month. In the first phase, polling will be held on 6th of next month in 121 assembly constituencies spread across 18 districts. Meanwhile, the CPI-ML has released a list of 20 candidates. Out of these, 14 candidates have already filed their nominations for the first phase. The party had contested 19 seats in the 2020 assembly elections and won 12 of them. This time as well, the CPI-ML has re-nominated all 12 of its sitting MLAs. The CPI-ML announcement came after the Congress released its list of 48 candidates, marking CPI-ML's first official list for this election. The Election Commission of India, ECI, today announced that all employees in Bihar, including daily and casual workers, will be entitled to a paid holiday on polling days during the upcoming General Assembly elections and by-elections in 8 constituencies of Bihar. The ECI informed that electors who are working outside the constituency but registered as voters going to polls shall also be entitled to get the benefit of a paid holiday. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath flagged off the first batch of BrahMos missiles manufactured at the BrahMos Aerospace Unit in Lucknow today. A fire broke out at Brahmaputra Apartments in New Delhi this afternoon. According to the fire department, they received information about the incident around 1:30 p.m. The department said that 14 fire tenders have been deployed to douse the flames. Star Indian archer Jyoti Sureka Venam scripted history by becoming the first Indian woman compound archer to win a medal at the Archery World Cup final, clinching a bronze medal in Nanjing, China. And that is the end of this news bulletin.